Oh, hey there, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. I know it's a big day for Kaboom. Probably planning all kinds of great stuff for his wife, for a lot of us. It's a day to show love and appreciation for the people that do so much for us. I'm just acknowledging that I'm lucky to be married to a hot wife who doesn't kick me out of the house for hiding in my basement and talking to Kabali for a few hours a week. Welcome into the show, everybody. It's Kabali and Mac, brought to you by the Dan Heck Team, heckteamhomes.com. Looking to buy or sell a home, they are the people to do it with. And don't forget, their friends at the Whitehall Fire Company still having that raffle. You could win a 2025 Ford F-150 STX. Give yourself a Valentine's Day, I guess. They're doing that to raise money for the Whitehall Fire Hall. Tickets are only $45, and you can get them at WhitehallFire301.com. WhitehallFire301.com. The Dan Heck Team asks you to support the Whitehall Fire Company. We may talk about someone from Whitehall today, Kaboom. Maybe, just a little bit, because it's a big day for nonsense started by people from Baldwin. Baldwin and Whitehall are very different, though. I've made that argument before, and you understand the difference, right?
Yeah. I don't know anybody from Whitehall, I don't think.
Well, obviously, going to Baldwin High School growing up, I know lots of people from Whitehall, and we used to bust their balls all the time about how they were from Upper St. Whitehall, because we were the dirt balls from North Baldwin, growing up over on Churchview Avenue at St. Wendelin's and St. Albert's. Anyway, yeah, I don't know if Ryan Burr is from Baldwin or Whitehall, but I get very Whitehall vibes from him. I've never actually met him.
So many different directions you can go into, right?
So many. Hold on. Breaking news. Jimothy Wolfendale of Horse Racing TV is reporting that the Steelers have sent 3 first-round picks and 4 second-round picks for Geno Smith.
Jimmy Wolfendale.
Yeah. Jimothy Wolfendale. He's a very big reporter at Horse Racing TV. He covers cornhole on the weekends.
You had me there for a second.
I know. I did. For just a wee little split second.
I got to get some energy, man. I'm out of it right
Why
now.
Why are you dragging? It's Valentine's Day, buddy. Come on. It's the one day of the year. Guys like you and me who have been married for a long time, if we just play our cards, we don't even have to play them right, just half right, we might get a little action.
No, honestly, you know, I better be quiet because
she's right down the hall, isn't she?
Yeah, you know, when you get a now 7 and 10 year old, I can't even say it.
God, no. Let it loose, Kaboom. Tell us the cold, hard truth of the Kabali household.
I look forward to sleeping.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
And wings. Sleeping, wings.
Some wings right now.
Yeah. That's all we ask for. We don't ask for much as men.
Yeah. Did you get any feedback on you barging in on my joystick?
I did not. I want to be real clear. I did not barge into your house. I politely rang the doorbell and interrupted your wife, who was working, who came out and opened the door so kindly for me. And then I walked in and handed you a few things that I had for you from our friends at the Dan Heck Team. And, you know, I didn't, I'll be honest, I had no idea you were talking to Starkey and Pomp at that point in time.
Yeah. The laptop wasn't working on whatever their website was. So I had to hurry up and pivot to the cell phone. So that's why the cell phone was sitting there. It was just a mess.
Well, yeah. Hopefully I didn't interrupt too much high level conversation.
And Starkey, it was clueless. Like, oh, you're doing the podcast now. What are you doing now?
What's happening, horse? Why is Mackie there? I don't understand. He's supposed to be here playing country music right now. What's going on?
I got the vibe that he didn't even know that you worked a door down from him. Not even a door, a window down from him.
Literally right next door. Literally in the next room I work from him.
Next room. Not even a next door, a next room.
The next room. Room. Yeah, it was weird. For those that missed it, I walked in on Kabali's hit with 93.7 The Fan the other day.
Sorry, guys, I wasn't listening. I was listening to music.
I was getting calls and texts. I'm like, oh, geez. I'm like, he has to be listening on the way here. That
no, I wasn't. I was listening to music. That's why I walked into you in the middle of talking to those guys.
How did you find my specific house?
You mentioned it to me while we were talking. You mentioned the house number. I asked you the house number and you said it.
I didn't think you remembered it.
You didn't think, okay. Anyway, this is all very exciting, but we've got important things to talk about, like nonsense, nonsensical quarterback rumors. We'll get to those in a second. Also, some things that we each like that the other one has no time for. And one of them may or may not be very patriotic, but somebody's a Russian asset, so we can't trust them anymore. But first, thanks to Southwest Greens. We talked about this the other day. It is about two, three weeks from now will be prime mud time. Your yard will be a mess, and you're going to have to go out, and you're going to have to spray stuff on it. You're going to have to cut the grass once it is nice out. You're going to have to water it in the middle of the summer. You don't have to do any of that. Go to southwestgreenspa.com and look into what they can do for you. Maybe it's just a little play area for the kids. Maybe it's a putting area for you in the backyard if you're a golfer. Maybe it's the whole damn yard. Whatever it is, they can install it at Southwest Greens. Make it look great. Everybody in your neighborhood's going to be jealous. You won't have to spend a dime on watering it. You won't have to spend a single second mowing the grass. They simply install it for you, and it looks beautiful. SouthwestGreensPA.com. Go check it out right now. Tell Jake that Cabali and Mac sent you. Now, into the business of the day, Mark. Why is Ryan Burr telling people that the Steelers are trying to trade for Trevor Lawrence?
I can't get into his mind. I don't even know if I ever met him before. Maybe way, 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 way back in the day.
I was joking earlier. I don't think we were there at the same time. We went to the same flipping high school.
Yeah.
And never met him. He's never been. We have these huge Baldwin High School sports media seminars where we talk to the kids. He's not there. He's too busy, I don't know, making up trade rumors in Jacksonville or whatever he's doing.
You guys had one just recently in Baldwin, and you dressed like a bum. I remember.
I did not dress like a bum. I wore a nice hoodie, in fact, a nice sweatshirt with a nice pair of jeans. I don't know why you got to give me shit. Well, you know, it's ironic. You give me shit for the way I dress. Hey, everybody, that's the irony of ironies.
Was in a blazer and stuff, and you're there in the hoodie that you just got done mowing the grass with.
Who mows their grass in a hoodie?
You're doing the fall time.
Yeah,
fall.
I guess you're right. That's true.
But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and just try to see. One thing I don't believe in is like bashing people in our profession publicly. He got his own source. He got his own gig. He got his own way of going about things.
Sure.
That's fine. You know,
I'm sure he's got a friend that told him something that he's got a source that told him something that he really believed was true. And Ryan decided to run with it, but yeah.
I mean, the thing is nowadays is that thing is maybe 10, 15 years ago, people throw stuff out there just to throw stuff out there. And it's like, okay, now, I mean, we're in the virtual world now that it can be not only found out instantly, but then put out there instantly that, no, this is not the case. And that's pretty much happened almost immediately. There was, in my understanding, the Steelers were like, shocked at like, what in the world is this? Where did this even come from? Type of situation. Not like
it was like Jacksonville was in the same boat. Like, what are you talking about?
It's like, no. I mean, nothing is even can be further from the truth, right there. And I mean, it's coming from, I'm not going to tell you my sources, but I mean, it's pretty high up in the organization, and then just the way they were speaking and talking, I mean, you could pretty much, hey, you know, you have relationships with people for 15, 20, 20-some years. You're not going to say, well, you know, it's not a person that feed you stuff all the time. So you know when they give you stuff, you know it's pretty doggone right. So, I mean, it doesn't make sense either. I mean, I could see if...
Well, here's what I will say.
Signed a $250 million deal and he was on his way out. I mean, it's a guy that's had multiple concussions over the past couple of years, too, and he's owed a ton of money over the next 5 or 6 years, and he's pretty much underachieved over these years, too. So I don't know why. And there was no rumors of him being out there in the first place.
And nobody's giving up multiple high-end draft picks for that guy right now. I'm sorry. Yeah. They're just not. Here's where I can understand the concept, not of Trevor Lawrence to the Steelers or anything like that, to move past the Ryan Burr ball breaking that we did to start. Here's what I will say. Omar Khan, and I texted you this yesterday when all this stuff started to fly around. At the very least, Omar Khan should be on the phone, and I imagine he is. If he's any kind of general manager, he's having conversations with the other 31 guys around the league in his position, talking about different players, different positions. What are they happy with? What are they looking for? That's what general managers do. They get on the phone and they horse trade a little bit, right? And they talk about what they need and what they're looking for. And in Omar's case, I would hope every single guy that he talks to in that regard involves some kind of talk about that other guy's quarterback room. Mm-hmm. I don't care if he's calling Kansas City. You say, it's a shame you guys, you got Patrick, you guys are set for years. What about the rest of the room? Wentz, you guys sticking with him as the backup? I mean, at the very least, you talk about different pieces and different players so that when you get to March 10th, you know, at least as far as you can tell from the guys around the rest of the league who might not be totally truthful with you all the time and you might not be totally truthful with them, at least you have an idea of what might be going on around the rest of the league. So in the event Russ goes to, I don't know, Vegas and Fields goes to New Orleans, I'm just throwing out for instances and for examples, you know where to pivot next so that you have a quarterback besides Skylar frickin' Thompson on your roster.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the month here, they're going to spend about 10 days together in Indianapolis where every general manager's there. 90% of the head coaches are there. And a lot of talk is done right there where you might not need to pick up the phone on February 13th and say, hey, Brett Veach, blah, blah, blah. Or in Jacksonville's case, wait, there is no general manager.
Right? So it makes it the perfect rumor, too.
hey, Sean Khan, you're worth how many billion?
Yeah.
Am I golfing? I don't know.
So can we trade for Chris Jericho and the Tree of Learning? Is that a thing we're allowed to do? Can your kids send us somebody for our first round pick?
Just talking to Omar, even leading up to the draft, they make these phone calls leading up to the draft, so they're ready just in case as well. Are you ready to move? Say, you know, I don't even know who's around them. Who's around them in the 20s? Whoever. I'm just trying
I'll
to think.
Look it up. Go ahead.
The Rams are there. They're in the 18 or whatever they are. Say, but they talk to everybody. Hey, would you be willing to move up or down? Blah, blah, blah. They're like, no, we're not. So when they get to the pick, they don't have to waste that time. So if he's doing it there, you know he's doing it free agency wise, or at least, like I said, through the combine. So I don't doubt that they are doing their due diligence on absolutely everybody available right now. But then you have to come into sense. Do you, if you call up Brett Veach, do you say, hey, Patrick Mahomes, or do you just say, is Mahomes out there? No, you go to somebody who's makes sense, right? I mean, in my mind, Trevor Lawrence would never make sense right here.
No, I don't know many places where teams would feel some sort of level of not just financial investment, but willing to put the kind of like emotional investment that goes into a young quarterback that still clearly needs to develop a ton, may not be that smart and may just not be very good at his job. And like you said, has the concussion history now, just hasn't. I don't know many teams are going to go out of their way to sign up for that.
Plus, I mean, you got a new head coach there. It's probably one of the reasons why he said yes. I mean, you would die to have the number one overall pick in the draft who at least has – does he have a playoff win yet? No.
Nope.
Yeah, he has a playoff win, right?
Does he?
I don't know. It's either they came back and won or they Came back and lost. Which
game? They lost. Remember? It was the Chargers game, wasn't it?
The Chargers lost that game. Whatever. They haven't won very much over the past couple of years. But you still don't want to even move on from it, especially with the money-wise. The dead cap would just kill you. A team that's trying to build like that.
They did lose, or they did beat the Chargers. You're right. I forgot about that. Yeah, what was that? That was only 2 years ago. It's already.
I fell asleep at halftime, and then I woke up. It was like 35-0, and I woke up, and it's like, oh my god, they're going to win. So I knew it was something like that.
Yeah, but yeah, nobody's going out of their way for Trevor Lawrence. I do think Omar Khan should be calling around the league, and like you said, he'll be getting together with all the other personnel guys out in Indy in 2 weeks. And presumably talking about lots of different stuff, not just quarterbacks, but quarterback is the thing you have to figure out. Like I absolutely love who is it that's always in the chat asking us. It's Nate. Nate always watches on YouTube and asks us every single day about Justin Fields. He's a huge Justin Fields fan and wants them to lock up Justin Fields before free agency starts. And he checked in again today and said, hey, what are the odds we get some news today about Justin Fields? Come on. It's not going to, I think to your point, it's not going to happen today. Even when things do start to happen, it's probably not happening until the final few days leading right up to the eve of free agency. So like the first week of March.
Yeah. You know, he just mentioned about Kyler Murray. I wouldn't mind to have Kyler Murray if you have my choices, but I just was watching ESPN a little bit ago and they were going on this big 10-minute segment about Aaron Rodgers and how Mike Tomlin would keep him in line.
Yeah.
I don't want to even test that, to be honest with you. I mean, I'll take it. I'll accept it because it'll be great theater for me. But I don't know how you can sit there on national TV and say Mike Tomlin is going to keep these guys, a guy like Aaron Rodgers in line when Aaron Rodgers has not been really
– has no interest in being kept in line?
Well, he has no, I mean, no interest. And, I mean, what's in it for him at this point? So – I would probably take him, but he would not be my number one choice.
I'll be honest. I had watched the first two episodes of that Netflix documentary on him, Enigma. And last night I watched the third and final episode.
Instead of Cobra Kai. Okay, great.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of Cobra Kai, instead of a 6-season long sequel to a movie that's already had 4 sequels made to it. We'll get to that in a second. Anyway, I watched it, and by the end, I did kind of come walking away from it like, man, does this guy still have – and then I went back and I said, no, I trust my eyes from watching football this past fall, and I don't think he does have anything. I said it the other day. There's still those glimpses. It reminds me a lot of like Ben's last year and a half when every once in a while he would pull a play out of his ass and would just absolutely, you go, oh my God, it's still in there. He's still the guy. Rodgers still does that sometimes. And I think that's still in there wherever he ends up this fall. But it's just not consistent enough that like, it's going to take an Arthur Smith offense from what it was this year to what we all think the Steelers need to be to actually compete.
I still like, Nate.
You're too busy reading all the comments.
Yeah,
from everybody
on you for not
talking about Cobra Kai.
Yeah, instead you're watching Enigma.
Yeah, I mean, it
watching Sweden
work.
And Finland.
Yeah, Sweden and Finland didn't play yet. You big dummy.
That game last night, I fell asleep on again too. It was so boring.
It was not boring. It was glorious U.S. domination of the Finns. It was the Kachuk brothers running around with Jack Eichel on the line on their line like the goddamn Hansen brothers. It was beautiful. It was international hockey at its best.
Yay.
do we want to do a contrived sports talk bit where we draft who we think the Steelers quarterback is going to be in the fall? Or do we want to scrap that? Do we want to do that or not?
Well, I don't care. I mean, you are the
contrived sports talk radio guy
who spent years doing it. If anybody knows what to do, it would be you.
That's true. All right, let's just do a couple picks just for shits and giggles. Are you ready?
All right.
All right. So quite clearly, our listeners, our viewers, our fans are fans of massive fans of Justin Fields. Yeah. Most of them, I think, are leaning towards Fields. So I'm going to just, I'm going to let the listeners participate too via the comments. Well, and we're going to,
instead of Justin, because we know who he wants.
Well, we're going to just give them Justin Fields. The listeners get Justin Fields with the first overall pick of the 2025 Steelers quarterback draft. Now, again, it's not who you want necessarily. I mean, it can be if you want. There's no rules to this, really. There's no rules at all in sports talk radio, as we saw yesterday. But, you know, ideally, you would pick people that you think are going to have a realistic chance to be the Steelers quarterback this fall. I'll let you go second, Kaboom. Who do you think is the next most reasonable option for being the Steelers quarterback in 2025, if not Justin Fields?
I'm thinking maybe Johnny Lawrence at the Cobra Kai. No, I'm saying realistic option. If we're going that route, we're putting some truth to this, I would have to say number three in your program, number one in your heart, Russell Wilson.
I knew you'd go with Russ Wilson. Because it's the next most realistic option. I agree. All right, here's where things get sticky. And I get the next pick. So I can go a million different directions with this because we got Fields and Wilson out of the way, right? And I'm not going the Trevor Lawrence route.
This is
going
to be terrible. You should go Trevor Lawrence. I can tell.
I'm not going to take Trevor Lawrence.
Sidney Crosby, have you seen his passes in the Four Nations tournament? He can probably spin it in the football. Go ahead.
I mean, I could throw out a fictional character. Should I say Billy Zabka should be the Steelers' next quarterback?
William
Zabka. I'm actually going to go with Aaron Rodgers. I think that's the next most logical destination. Does that sound stupid or crazy or what?
First round pick.
I mean, who's next on the list? Okay, honestly, and this is the point of this exercise, whether we make it like a draft or not.
All right,
who's next on the list? If again, let's say in a world, I'll do movie trailer guy voice. In a world where Justin Fields, I don't know, signs in New Orleans. We'll use that as an example again. And Russell Wilson goes to, again, we'll use Vegas as an example, even though Jay Glazer said it's not going to happen. What the hell do they do then, Mark? Aaron Rodgers becomes the next logical target.
No. I mean, am I making a pick or is the fans making a pick? What are we doing here? We going back to me?
Let's let the fans make a pick.
I saw a Sam Darnold one. I don't know if Justin.
Okay. Yep. No. We'll say the listeners say Sam Darnold. Okay.
Awesome.
Is that realistic? Again, I want to talk about a world of.
I think everything.
Fields and Wilson are both gone.
I think everything's on the table at this point. If Fields and Wilson are gone, everybody's on the table. You can't just cross anybody off. You can't.
Okay, but who's the most realistic option when you reach that level of desperation?
If he makes his Sam Darnold trade, you're already giving Justin Fields to the Saints. I'm going Derek Carr. I'd take him here.
Oh, my God. Okay. So we've worked our way.
Aaron Rodgers and giving and saying yay, and you're giving me that old sad face on Derek Carr?
Yeah, because at least with Aaron Rodgers, even if it's 3 years ago, I've seen him be the best quarterback in the league. I don't think it's going to happen again, but I've seen him win back-to-back MVPs, right? At least we know it's possible. With Derek Carr, I mean, what's the Derek Carr peak? I mean, 9-8, right? 10-7. They go to a wild card and lose again. It's another nameless gray face.
Hey, you pick Aaron Rodgers. I got Russ and Derek Carr. I'm already winning this game, so.
So that really leaves me in a jam here. Like, do I try to trade for Kirk Cousins? Is Cousins going to get released? Ugh.
I assume he's going to get released. Why would he stay there?
I don't know why he would, but, I mean, maybe a trade makes more sense than a release. I don't know what that situation in Atlanta is.
Time out real quick. And we got a comment from the Dan Heck team, and he's the only smart person on here.
Really? Look at you. I think Derek Carr would be worse than Rodgers. At least with Rodgers, you still have the lightning in the bottle that he pulls out of his rear end every once in a while, like I said.
Why don't you just pick your boy Daniel Jones and let's keep it, get this moving?
No, if I had to take another one, the next one, it would be Kirk Cousins, I guess. how rapidly this quarterback...
This is not over 40 now. I mean, you can pick somebody a little bit younger.
Okay, who?
I don't know. It's your gig. I'm not giving you my picks.
I knew this was a terrible exercise, but it's led us down the path of realizing just how bereft of legitimate options the quarterback market is this offseason.
So you're taking who?
I told you, Cousins. Ooh, God, I can taste the vomit in the back of my mouth when I say that.
I'm already winning. How many rounds are we doing here?
I don't know. One more, I guess, because I don't know if there's anybody left. The listeners are up next. So the next listener comment that I see that mentions a quarterback besides the six that we've mentioned, we'll get to make the pick.
You know, Justin's hammering out the thing right now.
You think?
Uh-oh.
Landon just gave us a paragraph.
Yeah, you see, I tend to ignore long paragraphs. When I do my
LDR. Oh, there it is. Nate chimed in with Matt Stafford. There it is. How much are the Rams going to, if the Rams decide to trade Stafford, how much are they going to get for him? Like, that's not more than a third round pick right now, I don't think.
Especially if they don't want to get, let me look up, I didn't even look at his salary. That's usually
it's a big cap hit, I'm pretty sure, for next year.
Yeah, it might not be a big cap hit for the team acquiring him, though. What is the year coming up, 2025? Oh, my goodness, $23 million in base.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Plus, wait, he gets a roster bonus, too.
How much is that? Bonus?
That's another four. That's 29. Oh, wait, I can add. That's 27. What's the option?
That's why you're not given. I said third round pick. I'm not. Nah, I might top out at a third round pick, given what that contract is. And he's what, 38?
He just turned 37 on February 7th.
Okay, still.
No, $27 million. I guess that's average quarterback, but.
So would you? So the listeners, by way of Nate, who commented on YouTube. And just barely beat Justin, take Matt Stafford. So you get another option here. Again, we're talking realistic options for who may be the Steelers quarterback in this September when week one, first snap on offense. Who's it going to be?
Testify, baby. Mason Rudolph.
Oh, my God. You really think he'd come back?
No. I just wanted to say Mason Rudolph. He's out there.
I guess it's a suggestion. I mean, I cannot imagine a world where Mason has any interest in coming back to the organization that threw him under the bus multiple times.
You're only as, what's that word I'm looking for now?
I have no idea. You're trying to string together a whole phrase or a cliche here.
I'm trying to get a cliche. You're only as loyal as your options, right?
That's true. I mean, if Mason's sitting around come July and the Steelers still don't have a number two quarterback and he still doesn't have a job, you're right. He might find himself in Latrobe.
I can't wait. You're going to go Zach Wilson. No, you're over 40 guy. I forgot.
I'm not an over 40 guy. That just happened to be what made the most sense. I don't even know who else is out there, honestly. Hold on. Let me look at the list of quarterbacks.
Boy, this is your idea. You didn't even come up with a list.
Well, I'll be honest. I wasn't fully committed to the idea. And then I was like, should we do this? It's cheesy sports talk cliche stuff. And then I was like, hell with it. It's a Friday. It's Valentine's Day. What the hell else are we going to do?
Here we go. Joe Flacco. That's perfect for you. He's 40.
Teddy Bridgewater.
You know who might not be bad here?
Andy Dalton.
Yes.
No, you were going to say it, weren't you?
I wasn't going to say it. He might not be bad here.
Holy Jesus. Oh, my God.
Considering what you're picking here in the third round.
I mean, how much would it take to pry Kyler Murray out of Arizona?
Probably a lot.
Yeah. They're not trading all that.
I'm telling you, Flacco's your choice. He's over 40.
I mean, I'm trying to remain somewhat realistic. Okay. So here's what it is. Here's the picture I paint with this third selection of mine. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Fields goes to New Orleans or somewhere. Wilson goes to Vegas or somewhere. And all these other guys, either Rodgers, maybe retires, Cousins decides to take a year off and do TV, and all these other guys end up somewhere else. And the Steelers are just literally standing there with their drawers at their ankles with no quarterback other than Skylar Thompson on the roster. And they panic. They panic, and Artie Smith says, you know what? He's first-round pedigree, and I don't know if he got a fair shot in New York. Daniel Jones, I could see them doing it. And I look, as a backup, okay, I guess whatever. But I could see them getting so screwed that they have no other options, and they end up rolling into 2025 with Daniel Flippin' Jones as their quarterback.
This is better than Mac Jones.
Is it? Is there much of a difference?
Jameis Winston? I'm just trying to think. Who'd you say now? I can't remember.
I mean, you're the one that said Andy Dalton should be their next quarterback.
I mean, I don't think he'd be that bad.
Taylor Heinicke?
28 years. He'll be 28. Like, you got a ton of money in the bank. Take a flyer on him maybe if you have to.
So the listeners, it was either Justin or Nate earlier, one of them said Kyler Murray. I don't think that's realistic, but we'll give them Kyler Murray as the next option. You're going Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
You just did.
Yeah, well, I said he might not be. That's not my pick.
Well, who's your pick then?
I'm thinking here. Let me think here a little bit. I'm not going traditional here. Man.
If we're going to do this, you can't stall and actually think. You have to just knee-jerk reaction. It's a sports talk cliche discussion.
What? Oh, man.
Just pick a quarterback off a roster. Go with Flacco. Go with Teddy Bridgewater.
Flacco. We'll go back to... No, I'm not going there.
Duck Hodges.
Who is this guy? Felipe Franks. I've never heard of him before. I'm just looking this up. Maybe a little Bailey Zappi or Trey Lance.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to go... I'm going to stay in-house.
What?
I'm going to stay in-house. Kyle Allen.
Kyle... Oh, my God.
I'm staying in-house.
In-house. All right. I think this is a terrible exercise. This is a terrible idea, whoever came up with it.
Kenny Pickett.
Cooper Rush.
And by the way, I'm getting tired of these memes saying, Kenny Pickett has more Super Bowls than, like, they named 10 of the best quarterbacks in the league right now. You know who else has more Super Bowl trophies and Lamar Jackson, the Eagles long snapper. So who cares? What does that mean? Nothing.
Doesn't mean anything. It's just a chance for Pitt fans from Philly to try and piss off their Steeler fan friends. That's all it is. That is the only source of that stuff.
Kenny Pickett. So I just saw Kenny Pickett.
I don't have anywhere else to go, because I'm going to call this the last pick, because this has been a terrible exercise, and whoever thought it up should get fired.
I'm going to give one more thought real quick. I think championship parades are stupid. Okay.
What?
Championship parades, just dumb.
What are you talking about?
Because the Eagles have a championship parade right now. It's just stupid.
So are you just mad that the Eagles are having a parade? Are you mad that people in Philly are obnoxious? Have you ever been to a Steelers or Penguins parade?
I went to the Penguins one when I was like 20 down at Point State Park in that.
Okay.
And they got off the bus and went into the whatever the stage area, and that's the last thing I heard or saw, and that was the dumbest thing I've ever done.
What do you mean it was the last thing you heard or saw? Were you?
I was behind the stage. I was behind the stage. It was dumb. Parades are stupid.
Parades are stupid. You want some? You want something stupid? I'm going to give you something stupid with the last pick of this stupid draft idea I came up with. Malik Willis. There you go.
Oh, I see Sting. Yeah. I'm my second Achilles tear, so I don't like him.
No, you know what I'll do? I take that back. I'll go because I hate it, and I want to punish myself for coming up with such a stupid concept. Will Howard. How about that? Because everybody keeps mentioning his name, and it's a terrible idea. Will Levis without mayonnaise.
It'd be great if it was, you know, sixth-round pick. You could pick Jackson Dart. I just saw the great Dane Brugler compare him to Bo Nix.
I think Dart's going to be okay. Like, not great. I don't think he's worth a first-round pick. I said that the other day. I think he's a second-day pick, second, late second, third round, in a normal – in a world where people don't overvalue quarterbacks the way they do now, he would be a second round pick. And I think it could be a very capable NFL starter. I don't know if he's going to the playoffs his rookie year like Bo Nix.
Well, Bo Nix.
I wasn't a huge fan of Bo Nix coming out.
I don't think
anybody. What the hell do I know?
Coming from him. Because when he played the Steelers early in the season, he stunk. He stunk halfway through the year, but my goodness, he turned it around.
What was that, his second or third start against the Steelers? Yeah.
No, I mean, we're talking about – I know he was a ninth-year college player or whatever he was, but maybe it was Sean Payton. We like to get dog him a lot, but
– we do. But maybe he kind of knows what he's doing. I don't know. It is going to be super cold next week, so if your furnace is giving you problems, reach out to our friends at Impact HVAC. Go to Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook. Tony and his guys will take care of you. Check out the furnace. Get it fixed so it's working again. And then in a couple months when it starts to warm up already, have them back out. They'll take a look at the AC, give it a little tune-up. Make sure you're ready to go before the summer months get here and it's sweltering out as well. We want to thank them for jumping on board here to Kabali and Mac. Again, I apologize to our listeners and viewers and you and everybody else. That was a terrible exercise trying to come up with the most realistic quarterback options for the Steelers this fall because there just aren't any.
I could tell that you haven't left your palatial estates yet because you said it's going to be cold next week. It's like 17 degrees this morning.
Oh, no. My wife and I went for a walk early this morning. I know it's cold now.
Yeah, okay.
It's
supposed to. You went for a walk. What, to the mailbox?
No, around the block. We do a walk every morning after the kids leave for school.
Oh, how sweet.
It is. Happy Valentine's Day to you, you son of a bitch.
You hold hands.
No, we don't hold hands. Anyway, I know it's cold out today. It's supposed to be like single-digit lows around here next week. So, colder.
I'm over it.
You've left the house at all in the last 48 hours anyway.
What are you talking about? I had to take the kid to school today because... you know, it's Valentine's Day, right?
Oh, you got to take a big stupid box in to collect Valentine's?
No. The boy had a box that was about this big and this wide of a wrestling ring. Then he had to carry a bag with all his treats in it or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Then his backpack. And for some reason, he decides, I'm going to pack for lunch today. I'm like, how are you going to carry this on the bus? So I had to drive him to school.
I mean, come on. It's 2.5 minutes down the road.
It took me 10 minutes less because I would have to wait at the bus stop for 15 minutes. Rather, I just went down the road, dropped him off, and came back. But
exactly. So what are you complaining about?
He likes to ride the bus. But I was out. I'm out every morning. Because, you know.
You walked all the way to the car. Good job.
Where I live at, they make us walk a mile to the bus stop, unlike you, right in front of your house.
Be a man and call the bus garage and complain.
They won't do it. They said maybe next year.
Okay. So you've been locked up, cooped up inside, watching Cobra Kai. Explain this. You don't need to explain Cobra Kai. Strike first, strike hard, no mercy. We get it. We see the background. I don't have a problem with Karate Kid. I love Karate Kid. And I watched some of the first season of Cobra Kai, but this was several years ago. And I never had the time to sit down and commit to it.
But so you have time to watch Enigma. Okay. Go ahead.
Anything sports related, I consider research for the job. Anyway.
Karate Kid sports.
Yeah. The closest thing to sports in that movie or in that show is Britt Baker.
being in the last season.
Yeah, Ryan Clark was in it yesterday.
What? Why is Ryan Clark in it?
They were in a tournament called the Saikai Taikai, right? It's a made-up, like, national karate tournament.
Hey, hold on. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert for everyone that hasn't watched the end of Cobra Kai yet.
Another thing. When are you allowed to actually talk about this? Especially, like, Netflix series, they drop all five episodes. Am I allowed? Is it a week? Is it a day? Is it a month? What is the etiquette here?
I say after a couple of days, you got to just talk about it. Like, you can't.
I said, oh my, Ryan Clark's in this. You're spoiling it for me. He was in it for 4 seconds saying, hey, welcome to the Saikai Taikai. Wow.
The last thing we need is some psycho coming at us on X saying, you ruined the show for me. So I just gave him a little spoiler alert.
Yeah, a lot of times I put misinformation out there about shows just to really make him mad.
So did Cobra Kai end the way you wanted it to? It's done. It's over with now, right?
Yeah, it's over. I can't really get into it because, I don't want to get yelled at.
Well, yeah. I mean,
this last season, it was like the jump into the shark happy days. It was time to go. They've running out of. I mean, when we're going to Barcelona, have a fake tournament, it's about time to move on. But they did. The big movie arc, it all came back full circle.
Uh-huh.
Karate Kid 1 to now, and it's probably basically I said it. But there's a movie coming out. I guess they left it a little door open where I guess.
So, do you realize what you just said a minute ago?
No.
You said they go off to Barcelona for some fake tournament.
That was last.
The same guy who is calling a legitimate best on best international hockey tournament.
One's a fake. Movie. One's supposed to be real.
Is complaining about a fake tournament in a TV show.
It's a TV show. Yours is like real life where people are like, yay.
Exactly. Exactly. Tell me you didn't watch the beginning of the game on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday night? Wednesday night in Montreal. Mario Lemieux walks out. Okay. And then Sidney Crosby skates over. And then Sidney Crosby proceeds to go out and have what is a regular night for Sidney Crosby on the international stage. Like the game of a life for anybody else.
For the enemy.
What do you mean the enemy?
I live in the United States. I don't live in Canada.
Okay. You can't appreciate Sidney Crosby's greatness?
I don't. If you play for the United States, maybe, yeah.
But you didn't. You fell asleep last night.
Last night was bad. I did.
While the Kachucks are flying around, making Americans proud. Prod.
How's
you're
it
too,
making
you're too busy proud? Watching Cobra Kai.
No, you know what? Everybody on Cobra Kai was in America. No, but most of them were. So.
Why is my phone just started playing Christmas music?
That's very unprofessional of you.
It was super unprofessional. I don't know why the hell it happened, though, either. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Bing Crosby for some reason just started playing on my phone. It has to have something to do with the new TV. We got a new TV last night.
Oh, it's boy, you like must a, be.
We're raking in the dough here on Kamali and Mac. Yeah. Wow. Big old 75-inch job up in the living room now.
You know what? I get yelled at because mine in the living room is too small, but it's like, it can't be any bigger than that. I'm like, oh, yeah, it can.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, we had a 55-inch. We upgraded to a 75 because it was on sale at Best Buy, and there was only one left, and we got it for like.
Best Buy is if you use the credit card, you can pay it off in payments.
No, screw it. It was only like $600. We just did it.
Right, you could have just went to Walmart and got it for like a $197 for a 99-incher.
Probably. But this is actually like supposed to be a really good TV. Anyway,
the old one.
It's all hooked up to my Google account now, so I'm wondering if like my wife is up there hitting buttons on the remote and it started playing music on my phone for some reason.
Yeah, I just got one downstairs in my game room, and I can control it with my phone. So every time my kid goes down there, I shut it off. But I think he's realized I do that.
Has he figured it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Cobra Kai ended the way you wanted, but you don't watch hockey because you're an unpatriotic heathen. You're not even going to watch tomorrow night. Dude, it's U.S. against Canada.
Yeah, once again, what's tomorrow night? Let's see if I have anything. I'm just trying to think if I have anything to do. It's not going to be like must watch TV. You know, I'm going to be there with my popcorn. Nah.
Yes, it is. It's the U.S. against Canada.
Noise. I mean, it's U.S. against Canada. It's U.S. versus Canada like every day when you're watching hockey.
No,
all Canadians and Americans. I don't understand it.
What don't you understand? It's the best players in the world.
It's not like, the Olympics.
It's not Philip Tomasino, right?
Like, yeah, okay, let me
it's
ask
not
you
Alex Nedeljkovic.
If it was such a great tournament, why isn't arguably the best nation in the tournament?
I don't know. Stupid politics or something, okay. Probably.
So there you go.
Anyway.
I bet you watched the World Cup, too.
I couldn't get into the World Cup last. I mean, I'll put it on in the background. But, like, I'm not a huge...
It's America versus Colombia, Brazil. Why not?
Well, America doesn't even make the... Or doesn't even go to the knockout round of the World Cup sometimes. Like, this is something that America's actually good at.
Hockey. Yeah, Cobra Kai is they're good at making movies.
Jesus. So you didn't get... Before we start to wrap up here... You didn't get the Napoleon Dynamite guy to come on today.
You didn't even ask. I should
Why
have.
Why not? You should have. For those of you that have seen the fake Napoleon I shouldn't call him fake. He's a Napoleon Dynamite impersonator, right?
He refers to himself as Bad Napoleon, right?
Is that what his name is? Bad Napoleon?
I believe.
He's a Pittsburgh guy. He's a Steelers fan. And he tweeted at Kabali yesterday, blaming him for all the Pittsburgh sports media problems. With people reporting false quarterback rumors. But I think we should try to get him on.
You know what? I always love doing it. When somebody trolls you like that, you're like Joe Thomas was like hammering me about 5-6 years ago. Instead of like coming back saying you're a jerk idiot, I'd be like, oh my goodness, I'm getting trolled by first ballot Hall of Famer. This is unbelievable. So
did that defuse the situation?
I don't think so. I think I had to block him or something. No pun intended, but I was like, oh my goodness, this is the guy I always send reels to in my in my group chats. This is unbelievable.
So
it's so goofy that it's good.
You defuse the situation and maybe we can get Bad Napoleon on. Do we want him to only come on if he comes on in character?
I would assume that he would only come on in character.
I would assume so too.
But we might have to put up a little disclaimer, not suitable for work or something like that. He tends to cuss sometimes.
He does swear sometimes. It's okay. It's all right. People say bad words sometimes. It's okay.
People in the works maybe coming on maybe.
Yeah.
We got some people here. We'll see.
Okay. Big time guest booker, Kabali.
You see Montana in the house. Whoever nobody is. If you're in Montana, give our guy Bad Napoleon a call.
He's not really from Montana, Mark.
He lives in Montana, I thought, doesn't he?
Not Bad Napoleon.
I think he does.
No, he's from around here.
No, I think he lives in Montana.
No, he doesn't. He put that on. Are you talking about how it says Montana in his
I swear to God, I thought he was from
No, there. That's because that's where the character Napoleon Dynamite is from.
Yeah, but I didn't think he was from around here.
He's from around here.
I think we're all messed up now.
I don't think so.
We're Lodge, Montana, it says.
Because that's where Napoleon Dynamite is from in the movie.
You tell me he's like from Greene County or something.
No, I don't know if it's Greene County, but he's from around here. Somebody tell Bad Napoleon to check in with us. We'll have him on the show soon. Next couple of weeks, we got to do Kabali and Mac After Dark, too, because you're going to be in Indy for a little while. I'm going to be doing a BetMGM show every weekday from like 9 a.m. to noon talking about sports betting, which you should listen to because you're not very good at it.
I haven't won a bet in probably a year.
A year?
Oh, it's been a while.
You don't bet that often though, right?
I bet the Super Bowl and lost.
You don't bet a lot of money, right? Like, you know, just what you could afford.
The last time I won was like a pit. I used to win last year pit a lot, basketball.
Okay.
That's the only thing I could win. I can't win any NFL games, even though when I pick the games, I'm like almost perfect. See, my problem is I get it caught up in these parlays crap. I would just go straight up.
Parlay.
I know, but I look at this like, oh, all I got to do is add a first quarter touchdown by Jalen Warren thrown to Pat Freiermuth, and I get $2,000. And I get sucked in.
You know it's not going to happen, though. You don't win a bet if the thing doesn't happen.
Napoleon's from Idaho, so you're wrong. I think we got to look into this. You're right. I think bad Napoleon lives in Montana, and the real Napoleon was from Idaho. You're right.
Do some research, find out. Stop listening to nobody on X, because he might not know either. He might be trolling you right now.
Big green.
Anyway, so yeah, next couple of weeks it'll be Cavalli and Mac after dark. What do you have a plan for when you get to Indy at the end of the month? Like a plan of attack?
I think Omar talks on Tuesday. What day would that be? The 20th? I actually just got confirmed to be able to actually go to the combine by the league.
Tuesday the 29th.
Really? No. Hold on a second. I gotta look at my email. I'm not very bright. I got to keep this. MacBid. I tell you one thing, man. You get one thing from MacBid, and they just keep emailing you constantly.
What'd you get from MacBid? I know people that do that, and they're addicted to it. They can just keep
buying. I got a leaf blower. Like,
did it actually work, or was it junk?
No, it was. I only got it because it was like brand new in the box. I probably so it works. 50% less than what. Yeah, mine. See, the problem is when you get leaf blowers, the batteries go kaput, and the batteries cost more than a leaf blower, so you might as well just go buy a new one.
True.
Okay, let's look here. Credential pickup. Tuesday, February 25th is when your guy.
Is that right?
Omar Khan will talk Tuesday. Okay. So I'll be there probably Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm not staying because it gets on. It basically ends Thursday because you have the media sessions. Then it follows by the on-field sessions, and they don't really – I mean, once they get done with their media responsibility, you see on the Tuesday, you don't see them.
You don't need to stick around and watch guys work out in shorts when you can just do it from home.
Yeah, you can watch it anywhere you want.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, enjoy Valentine's weekend. Next week, when we get into Cavalli and Mac after dark, we'll be doing these in the evening when we have time. We will also hopefully have a major announcement about a giveaway coming up on the show.
Can I enter?
No, that's not how the listeners, the viewers, the people who consume the show.
I'm always
they will have a chance to win. Not you. You can't have a chance to win because you're on the show. That's not fair.
Why not? How about if I get my relatives? No,
you can't do that. Stop.
I'm just trying to get some free stuff. You know how I've been in this business.
I know.
For 5 years. If it's free, it's for me.
If it's free, it's me. Hi, Ron Cook, Mr. Ruder.
I work for Norm Vargo at McKee Sport, and once he said to somebody who was giving him giveaways at the Steeler game, you know, I got two kids.
All right. On that note, enjoy your Valentine's Day weekend, everybody. Mark's going to go rewatch Cobra Kai. I'm going to watch hockey. He's going to be an unpatriotic bastard. I'm going to root for America and also for Sidney Crosby to score.
How can you
Canada
do both?
To lose.
How can you do that?
You can do both. It's real simple. Sidney Crosby has a hat trick, but America wins 5-4. How about that?
How about America wins 5-0, but Crosby plays his worst game ever? And that great 755 straight wins in the international play is now 75-1. Would that make you sad?
It wouldn't make me sad. I just wouldn't like it as much.
That's sort of like the Antonio Brown 5 catches for 50 yards fake stat.
What a terrible thing.
Scarpino came up with that one. But same thing. Crosby's won his last 26 games. I'm sure there's about 18 other people on those teams. But
are you done complaining about Sidney Crosby now?
I don't really care about it. I mean, I like Sid.
Yeah, everybody does.
You know, what you should be happy about Sid for is this. Finally getting a chance to win after playing for that garbage team this past whole year or past 2 years. Get that guy some W's in his belt. Make him feel some good. Make him feel like he's still, you know, contributing to society.
It does look completely different when he's out there with people who are really good. It's like making blind backhand passes through the crease across the ice and stuff. Nobody should be able to do the things that he does. Like that whole overtime assist on the game-winning goal. That whole the setup to Marner. I mean, it was ridiculous. Nobody should be able to do that.
I can do that.
The hell you can. This is an ice garden.
I can make no-look passes in deck hockey or ball hockey or whatever you call it. It might not go exactly where I want it to go. This is like 30 years ago.
We should get you in that deck hockey tournament they do up in Brentwood every year.
I used to have a monster slap shot. I had no clue where it went. You know how you warm up, obviously, before deck hockey? Sure. I'm like right at the top of the circle. I'll line it up. I drilled my teammate in the head, and he was in the corner over here. That's how bad it was. But it was coming hard, baby. Whack!
Like a young Chris Letang. All right.
Here, it went there.
All right. This was a wildly successful edition of Cabali and Mac. Other than not knowing where fake Napoleon Dynamite is from, not being able to figure out who the quarterback is going to be if it's not Fields or Russ, and several other massive failures. We'll do better next time.
I think you need to post that list of quarterbacks.
I will.
Up to the fans to see who won.
We'll let people vote on which list is the most realistic. Have a great weekend. Oh, it wasn't you.
Damn.
It's Cabali and Mac. See you. Bye.